Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, Greg. Happy Friday. It's all yours.
Morning. Thank you, Iris. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is hosting a mass COVID-19 testing event in Bethel tomorrow, hoping everyone in Bethel gets tested. Here to talk about this event is YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges and Vice President of Communications Tiffany Zolkowski. Good morning, Dr. Hodges and Tiffany.
Good morning,
Greg. Good morning.
I just want to start by making sure people know about the details of the testing event tomorrow. This is tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parking lot across from the hospital, same as where YKHC has been hosting drive-through testing every weekday. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the CHSB parking lot, which is where we currently have our COVID-19 testing drive-through tent set up, we will be doing free community-wide testing, again, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we just want to encourage everyone to turn out. We want to acknowledge and thank ONC and the City of Bethel for signing on as sponsors of the event. Both of them will be there tomorrow providing incentives for people to come and participate. The City of Bethel will be raffling off a $1,000 prize every 30 minutes for people who come and participate, and ONC will also be there providing gifts for folks who show up. So we're really grateful for our sponsors of the event.
Awesome. And just a few more details of the testing event. Will there be walk-up testing as well as drive-through testing?
Hi, this is Dr. Hodges. Yes, we will have a spot for people who are able to walk up. And also, I'd like to add a little plug. We're also going to be offering flu shots. So if people haven't had a chance to get their flu shot, you may also come and get your flu shot tomorrow.
Right. And can you briefly remind people, Dr. Hodges, why it's extra important to get a flu shot this year?
Yes. So as people are aware, we are in the midst of one of the largest outbreaks of COVID-19 in the nation here in Bethel and in our region. So we're strongly encouraging all people to get their flu shot, because it'll help prevent a large flu outbreak, which would be very devastating to our healthcare system on top of a large COVID-19 outbreak.
Right. And your hope is that everyone in Bethel gets tested during this event. Could you elaborate a little bit more on why YKHC wants everyone in Bethel to get tested?
That's a really great question. So our case rates per 100,000 in Bethel are about 156 right now. Those are the highest in the state, if I'm not mistaken. There might be some small areas up north who are getting close to our rates, but just very high rates. And more importantly, our test positivity rate is hovering right at about 10%. And what that tells us is that there are undiagnosed cases of COVID-19 circulating in the community. And we'd really like to identify the people who may not know that they're sick with COVID-19. They may be minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic. Up to 40% of people are asymptomatic. And we'd like to get them tested so that we can get them into isolation so that they can avoid spreading this disease. It's one of the best ways to control any pandemic is to identify people who are infected and to separate them from people who are not, to kind of prevent the outbreak from spreading any further than it already has.
I see. And in your press release, well, in YKHC's press release for this event, it says that understanding the extent of community transmission in Bethel will help improve control of the COVID-19 pandemic in the YK Delta, which I'm assuming, you know, is you're talking about bigger than Bethel. Could you talk about what that means and how understanding the extent of community transmission in Bethel would help improve control of the COVID-19 pandemic in other areas of the YK Delta?
Well, that's a really great question. I appreciate that. So we are the hub, the travel hub for a large geographical area of the state. And so the amount of disease burden that we can reduce here reduces the risk of everybody who has to travel for Bethel for urgent reasons. Sometimes there are medical reasons or other critical infrastructure reasons for traveling. And we have just widespread community-based transmission here. And so the more we can reduce the disease burden in our region, the better off it's going to be for everyone else. And it's true that Bethel holds a large population as well. So keeping the rates down here will help control the effect that this is having on our healthcare system. So we're really, really strongly encouraging everyone in Bethel to come on down and get tested tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to, did I interrupt anybody over there?
Nope.
Okay. Now I want to highlight what may be catching people's attention the most. YKHC has announced there'll be cash prizes for people who get tested at the event on Saturday. could you just touch on that one more time?
Yeah, so we really appreciate the partnership with the City of Bethel to help incentivize people participating in tomorrow's event. So the event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and so the city has committed to providing a $1,000 prize for folks who participate. So they'll be doing a drawing every 30 minutes of the event that we have happening tomorrow. So people have a really great opportunity to be able to win $1,000 courtesy of the City of Bethel. So we just encourage folks to show up throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And every 30 minutes there will be a raffle drawing, and the City of Bethel will partner with us to make sure that folks know who is the lucky winner of those drawings.
Thank you for that. Now, trying to get everyone in Bethel tested, that's over 6,000 people. Are you making any changes from the normal drive-through testing operation to accommodate that many people? And the reason I'm asking is I'm wondering if people should expect a long wait.
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we are very grateful for, in addition to providing incentives, the City of Bethel and ONC have both committed to providing volunteers who can help us manage traffic flow, in addition to the YKHC team that will be on site helping to conduct the testing. So we are grateful for the two weekends that we had where we offered drive-through dispensing of flu shots. The lines moved continuously. They moved efficiently, even with having a couple of different stations for folks to make sure that they had all of the information and provided all of the material that they needed to get their flu shot. So we're really grateful for the opportunity to basically do a dry run of these mass dispensing or mass testing events. We have seen great success. Lines were moving. People didn't have to wait a long period of time. And again, we'd just like to thank the City of Bethel and ONC for providing additional volunteers to ensure that traffic movement and organization continues to flow well throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And when can people expect to get their test results back from this participating in this event?
Great. That's a great question, too. So we we'll be processing the specimens and sending them out to our usual places where we get our labs analyzed at ANMC. And in addition, we will be sending a large portion of these out to a private lab in the lower 48 for analysis to just improve the turnaround time. But generally speaking, people can probably expect about a week. For our positive test results, we sometimes get test results back sooner, because they call them and let us know about the positive results. And so if you have a positive result, we often are able to call you as soon as we get that result, or at least within 12 hours of getting that result. So people who get positive results will certainly hear from us a lot sooner.
I see.
Yeah, and Greg, I'd just like to add that we really want to encourage the public to utilize MyYK Health. As soon as YKHC receives any test results, whether positive or negative, it's uploaded onto individuals' electronic health record, or MyYK Health. And we've created two ways to help people sign up for their online health record if they have not already. They can call 543-6947, and there's a YKHC employee who's dedicated to helping enroll people to setting up their MyYK Health account. Or if they prefer to email, they can email MyYKHealthEnroll, ENROLL, at YKHC.org, and they can also be assisted to get their account set up. And again, as soon as the lab transfers the results to YKHC, those are made available to folks' MyYK Health account. So we just encourage everyone to sign up for that as soon as possible.
Right. And for our audience, Tiffany's talking about a way for you to check on your phone or your computer what your test results say, whether they're positive or negative. Dr. Hodges, you mentioned that the test positivity rate for the region is 10%. I assume that's for the greater region rather than just Bethel. Are there going to be any efforts similar to what we're doing in Bethel to find out if there are undetected cases in the remaining other villages in the YK Delta? I understand that's a much more difficult logistical operation.
Yes, we have plans ongoing to improve testing all over the region, but just want to remind your listeners that who live in Bethel that we're really strongly encouraging as many people as possible who live in Bethel to head on out to our testing center on Saturday from 10 to 2 to go ahead and get tested.
Mm-hmm. And would you be able to provide listeners just an update, a general update on how the COVID-19 pandemic is progressing in the Delta?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to remember that the case rates in our region are, so we report them out by cases per 100,000. And so someone asked me what would be a good number to be below, and I always say, well, of course, I want zero cases per 100,000, but we certainly would like to see this less than five cases per 100,000. So the state of Alaska has a map that maps the outbreak, and it changes colors based on how many cases per 100,000 you have in your region. So, for example, if you're in the yellow status, you have less than five cases per 100,000. Orange is 5 to 10 cases per 100,000, and red, or high, the highest alert, is 10 to 20 cases per 100,000. So overall in our region, we're approaching 100 cases per 100,000. In Bethel alone, just the city of Bethel has 156 cases per 100,000. So it's just a measure of how severe the outbreak currently is, and that's averaged over the past 14 days. So that's just a measure of how high the case rates are in our region. And with that increasing test positivity rate, that also tells you a little bit of a different measure, but it sort of tells you how many cases are kind of circulating in your region that are undiagnosed, which is one of the reasons for having a mass testing event like this. And I should mention that we're generally speaking seeing older and sicker patients requiring higher levels of care these days. So like everywhere else in America and in the state of Alaska, our first group of patients that we diagnosed were generally young and healthy people who did pretty well with COVID and didn't have a lot of complications. But now, as this pandemic marches its way through, we're starting to see older and sicker people, more hospitalizations, more deaths, and more transfers to Anchorage. So it's just a measure of how serious this pandemic is, and how we just need everyone to cooperate to try to get these rates down and flatten our curve so that we do not exceed our healthcare capacity in the state or in the region.
Yeah, right. And Greg, I would add that, you know, not just one organization can hold back the impacts of this pandemic. It takes all of us working together, each and every resident of our region, doing what we know is really difficult work and broad behavior change to stop transmission of COVID-19. It means that, you know, making those difficult decisions to put off different celebrations, not gathering, not hosting gatherings. And while testing is a tool, it really doesn't stop the transmission. It's that difficult work that we all have to do to change our behavior, to practice known protective measures, to wear a mask in public, to limit social interactions to your household, that's really going to slow the transmission of this virus in our region.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think I'd like to reemphasize what Tiffany just said. Your testing is a snapshot in time, but what it's really going to take to flatten the curve and reduce the impact on our population and on our fragile healthcare system is every person doing their part to shelter in place, to wear a mask whenever they must be in public, to limit their outings to those that are only essential outings, and to frequently wash your hands, wipe down high-touch surface areas in your home. And if you happen to be a person who has tested positive or who has been exposed to somebody who has tested positive, to just strictly follow the guidance of our public health officials to limit the spread of this. So I just cannot emphasize that enough. It takes every single person who lives in this region to turn the tide of this outbreak.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hodges and Tiffany. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners this morning?
Well, we just encourage everyone to know your status. If you're in Bethel this weekend, you know, whether or not you're a resident of Bethel or if you happen to be here for essential reasons, we encourage folks to come down, get tested at the drive-through testing site from 10 to 2. We really appreciate, again, our partnership with the City of Bethel and ONC. I know that we have testing availability throughout the YK Delta region. We also just want to encourage and plug folks to follow YKHC's Facebook page and our website. We keep all of the most up-to-date information about impacts and response on those channels, and so we encourage folks to tune into that and really just stay connected. And I guess I would ask Dr. Hodges if she has any last-minute thoughts.
Yes, just encourage everyone to practice COVID kindness. Wear your mask, keep your social circle small, and wash your hands.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Hodges and Tiffany. You've been listening to Dr. Ellen Hodges and Tiffany Zolkowski talk about YKHC's mass testing event in Bethel and also the COVID precautions everyone should be taking. Once again, that testing event in Bethel is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parking lot across from the hospital. YKHC is hoping everyone in Bethel gets tested, and there will be cash prizes. Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Greg Kemp.
KYUK 640 AM Mami Mani Mam Trishrami KYUK Nichukni Suti Gumashoktok Yuinak Kulnak Chipakhluku Ashakuni